Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing. With two dumb plates on your own, throw down! Straight cat rock and roll away, oh.
Dojli, it's time for Global Agogo. Music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations. And it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard here today on Global Agogo. On today's program, you know, the guitar-based dance music from the two Congos, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of the Congo, they've been popular all over Africa for more than 50 years. But here in the USA, it's vanishingly rare to get to see in person a band playing current Congolese guitar styles. And Richmonders are going to have that opportunity on October 26th when Loboko comes and plays at Reveille Experiences in Carytown. You're going to hear Loboko's music this week on Global Agogo alongside a couple of other bands working in the modern Congolese idiom. And that's coming up in today's second hour. Also in the second hour, I'll play you a classic 1980s Congolese rumba by Niboma that's just been reissued. And another recent reissue of African guitar music, one of Funana music from Cabo Verde. In the first hour today, you're going to get some French Antillean sounds, including a new single from the Bongo Hop. Also, the brand new single from Richmond's own Miramar for Ansonia Records. And a recently discovered recording by the great Pakistani Qawwali singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. We're going to get started today with another Richmond band. And this is Holy River. This is a recording of their live performance on Global Agogo during our Spring 2016 Fun Drive. And that's a good reason to remind you that our Fall 2024 Fun Drive is coming up. It's right around the corner. It's going to be our 40th Fun Drive, if you can believe that. It kicks off on Friday, October 25th. So getting us started today, Holy River, we hear the ocean, lift up the mountain, and I hope you enjoy the journey with me today.
Sorry about it.
And there's some brand new music, at least new after a fashion, from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Party. They called Nusrat the King of Kings of Qawwali, which is the Sufi devotional music of South Asia. And back in 1990, Nusrat had just begun crossing over to a Western audience. He had already at that point sung the title selection for the Martin Scorsese's movie The Last Temptation of Christ. He had made his now famous fusion album Must Must with the Canadian producer Michael Brook. And in 1990, Nusrat did a session of straight Qawwali music with Michael Brook at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studio in England. And apparently everybody forgot about this session because Real World had it stored in a, it was like a Quonset hut that had passed its expiration date, and they were going to have to tear it down and rebuild. And so they had to go through all the tapes in there, and a studio assistant found the master tape for that. And everybody said, holy cow, I can't believe we never put this out before. And that's why this record has come to light now 34 years after it was made. It's called Chain of Light. It was just released last month by Real World Records, but recorded in 1990. And from that we heard Ya Allah Ya Rahman by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Party from Pakistan. And before that, we heard a band from right here in Richmond that's certainly influenced by Qawwali and by other South Asian devotional music like Kirtan. And that, of course, is Holy River. We heard them recorded live right here in WRIR Studio C by my colleague Richard Schellenberg on April 20th, 2016. It was during WRIR's Spring Fun Drive. Back then, Holy River was still working under their previous name, which was Lobo Marino. And from that album, we heard the song, from that session, rather, we heard the song, We Hear the Ocean Lift Up the Mountain from Holy River. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call if you like at 804-649-9737. You can make a comment at WRIR.org. You can now follow me on the Instagram at Global Agogo Radio. Trying to keep up with the times. And you can also drop me a line during or after the show at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. And I mentioned WRIR's fun drive there when talking about Holy River. And our next fun drive, the 40th fun drive, is going to start on Friday, October 25th. You know, in terms of the premiums, there's going to be, of course, a new T-shirt. It's going to be very cool. I have seen the design. It's great. It features the Grim Reaper this year. There's a second level gift this year for people donating at the second dollar amount. And we'll go through those dollar amounts when the drive comes. And we're partnering for this one with Afterglow Coffee. We're going to be providing a cool retro diner style coffee mug and a bag of whole bean coffee from Afterglow. Custom blend made just for our fun drive. Now, those premiums, the second level premiums, are going to be too fragile to ship in the mail. So we're going to have a couple of events where you can pick them up in person at Afterglow, and which is at 1719 Summit Avenue in Scott's Addition, if you're not familiar with them. We're going to be on the Fridays during the fun drive, the first day, October 25th, and then the second Friday, which is November 1st, we're going to have all-day pickups at Afterglow. We're also going to have wine tasting events there from 4 to 7 p.m. So if you're going to donate, or if you're a monthly donor and you're already qualified for that premium, put that on your calendar. A great opportunity to check out that business and meet some WRIR folks and also pick up your premium in person. And we'll be telling you more about that fun drive as the days go on. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. Now, I have some more local music for you coming up next. After Holy River, we have Richmond's Bolero royalty, Miramar. And they just released their first single for the Ansonia record label. It came out on September 24th. And let's give it a listen right now. Right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. All right, a couple of new Latin music reissues there on Global Agogo. And if there's roller rink music in Peru, I guess that's probably what it sounds like. That was Martin Lopez y sus estrellas, as I said, from Peru. That was originally released in 1971. The title track of the album Cochinando, Cooking, from Martin Lopez y sus estrellas. And so that has now been reissued. And, you know, if you do a radio show for long enough, you'll see records that you like get reissued more than once. And I remember playing this one back in 2012 when it was reissued for the first time by Mas Tropicas Records. And now I'm getting to play it again in 2024, reissued by Vampi Soul Records out of Madrid, Spain. Martin Lopez y sus estrellas. And before that, another reissue and a truly historic album that's getting a reissue for its 50th birthday. And it's being released on Fania Records for Fania Label's 60th birthday celebration. The album is called Celia and Johnny, and it's by Celia Cruz and Johnny Pacheco. And this came out originally for Fania Records' Tico imprint in 1974. And Johnny Pacheco was a co-founder of Fania. Celia Cruz was a major star in Cuba. But she'd left her home country in 1960. She did not have nearly the same level of success based in the U.S. as she did in Cuba until she started working with Fania Records, which was like a year before this album came out. This was the first album that she made for that label, and it made her a star all over again in her new country. And, of course, the rest is history. She's on a an American nickel or a quarter or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, she's really famous. Toro Mata from Celia Cruz and Johnny Pacheco from 1974, available again for you. Before that, we heard from two new bands that dig into some older Latin music styles. We heard from Orquesta Acocan, which is led by the Americans Mike Eckhart and Jacob Plas, and features a roster of top Cuban players. And we heard the title track of their third album, Caracoles, which was released in July. And like its two predecessors, it was all of it was recorded in Havana. I think this is one of the best albums of 2024, Caracoles by Orquesta Acocan. And we started off that set with Richmond's own Miramar, who just played here in town with the Richmond Symphony on October 5th. And they're going to be performing this evening up in the D.C. exurbs at Rockland's Farm Winery in Poolsville, Virginia. Their brand new single just out on Ansonia Records. It was just released September 24th. And it's called Un Astro, and you heard that here on Global Agogo. Their new album for Ansonia Records, no official date on that yet, but it is expected early in 2025. And you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Don't forget, you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting globalagogo.com or WRIR.org. And let's see, right now, we're going to get back to the music in just a minute. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Do you know that 10% of Virginia teens have been the victims of physical dating violence within the last year? Every dollar invested in prevention is worth hundreds of dollars in a healthy future. However, less than one-third of Virginia's sexual and domestic violence advocacy agencies receive any funding. The Peace Begins at Home special license plate is the first initiative to raise private dollars to support prevention. Go to www.dmv.virginia.gov, click on Vehicles and then License Plates, and search for the specialty plate that says Peace Begins at Home. You can learn more about the cause to end sexual and domestic violence and about the work of the Action Alliance at vsdvalliance.org. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And we're going to finish up the first hour with some very danceable music from the French Caribbean. This first track is a Beguine by the French producer The Bongo Hop with singer Kefni Eliassine from Haiti. This is called Déconnecté, brand new single from The Bongo Hop right here on Global Agogo.
Chanter pour le corps.